Cubs and Nationals wrapping up their four-game series on Thursday, tied at one, top seven, and a moment right here that Jamer Candelario will not soon forget.
Ross is 0-1, swinging a high drive right center field. This one way back, Taylor looking up, and Candelario has his first major league home run. It gives the Cubs a 2-1 lead in the top of the seventh. A 90-mile-per-hour fastball crushed over the big wall in right center. Here's the set. He is not running. And the pitch is blasted to deep left center field. Going back on a J to the warning track, to the wall. It's gone! Off the back wall of the Cubs bullpen. Anthony Rendon launches a two-run homer to give the Nationals their first lead today.
Now the set of the pitch. Swing and a line drive. Over a leaping Drew, a base hit left center field. One run will score, rounding second, heading for third. And in there, the throw gets past Rendon, sliding across the infield, cut off by Trina near the third baseline. Base hit to left for La Stella, scores Caratini. Baez goes to third with a tying run. It's now a one-run game. The Nationals 4, the Cubs 3.
Well, the Nationals are fortunate. La Stella didn't go to second. Goodwin was indecisive as to whether to throw toward home or toward second.
He kicks, he delivers. Swing and a line drive right center field. It's in the gap. It's going to get down. Tying run is scored. Racing for third, La Stella. He's being waved home. Murphy's throw to the plate. It is not in time. And the Cubs lead. Over to third on the play is John Jay. He's guarding. Now the pitch. Defoe takes. Strike three called with a sinking fastball over the inside corner at the knees. And the game is over. Wade Davis makes it 16 out of 16 in the save department. A 1-2-3 bottom of the ninth with two strikeouts.
The Cubs stunned the Nationals 5-4 after becoming the first player since D. Gordon back in May of 2014 to steal more than 20 bases in a single month. Trey Turner was then hit by a pitch in the seventh inning, which fractured his wrist. Dusty Baker was not around for the conclusion of this game, and maybe that was a blessing in disguise. Dusty was ejected earlier in the game and was elsewhere when his bullpen imploded yet again as the Nats fell to the Cubs 5-4 on Thursday. Here is Baker speaking to the media following the game.
Well, you know, I asked the home plate umpire for, you know, could he get some help, and he said he already asked him. And then he said he didn't, was too far away to see. And I says, clearly foul tipped it and hit the dirt. I mean, I could see that big time. And so he said he was too far away. And, you know, evidently, you know, he could see because he couldn't hear me, I don't think. And so he said he could hear me say, you can't see anyway, so he ejected me. Well, Trey went in for some x-rays because they hit him on the wrist. And so I haven't heard anything yet on the x-rays. So he'll probably be sore for a couple days. No, there's no way to tell. I mean, it wasn't, when I looked at it, it wasn't swollen or whatever. So I don't know if that's a good sign or a bad sign. Our bullpen did a good job, you know, up to all those consecutive hits. And so it was a bad series of events there in the ninth inning.
Blake Treinen became just the latest Nationals reliever to hang his head after blowing a late lead. He owned a 4-2 lead heading into the ninth, but gave up three runs as the Nationals fell to the Cubs in stunning fashion by a 5-4 score. Here is Treinen sharing his thoughts after the game.
No, I felt good. I just didn't execute. Joe threw a great game, and offense did everything they could to get us out of here with a win, and I came in and didn't do my job. So I need to be better. It's getting exhausting, and I'm sure these guys are sick of seeing, you know, the same result when I'm out there. So, no, well, it's baseball. You know, like, things are going to go bad, things are going to go good. I'm going to make pitches, you're not going to make pitches. A lot of people have the ability to play up here. It's between the years that keep people here. So, I mean, I'm not fazed by the fact that things didn't go my way out there tonight. You know, I made some good pitches, but at the end of the day, like, I made bad pitches, and, you know, they hit me around late, and it cost us.
The Nationals look to bounce back on Friday when they visit St. Louis to take on the Cardinals.